Are you struggling with weight loss? Scared of getting the shot? Golo is a better way to lose weight. No prescriptions or insurance required. Just take one Release supplement with each meal and follow the Golo for Life plan. Golo's Release contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals to target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. Golo is clinically proven to work and safely and effectively controls sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, so you feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. Stop going with the latest fad starvation diet. Stop depleting yourself and robbing your body of energy. Start living your best life today. Golo is effective and affordable, so before you consider drastic measures like the fad diets and new weight loss injections with potentially dangerous side effects, including significant muscle loss, learn more about Golo at Golo.com. Again, that's Golo.com. Join the 5 million who have already made the switch to Golo today. Visit Golo.com. That's Golo.com.
Podcast. We're talking about extraterrestrial podcast. A podcast. Welcome to Two Chunks and a Hunk. It's the podcast that you're listening to right now, and I'm Jordan.
I'm Doge, and today's joke is a conversation between Joshua and Darren. Joshua says, "How do you get a baby alien to sleep?" Darren says, "How?" Joshua says, "You rock it."
Okay. All right. Like a rocket ship.
Like a rocket ship is what Joshua means by this.
I do like that.
Really?
Yeah. I've been way more about these jokes. I think it's fun.
I think everybody except Jordan likes them.
That's fine.
I don't think so.
What am I going to do? Not start the show with a joke? How will people know it's supposed to be funny?
I'm Carter, and I'm about to make a name for myself. Oh, man, my algorithm. My phone is definitely listening to me do this every week, but my algorithm is loading me with all the videos of them with Channing Tatum in there.
Yeah,
he's just like looking at Epcot. He's looking at the world showcase of all the drinks and stuff, drinking around the world and stuff. He's like, "Ooh, I have to make a name for myself." Oh, I can't get enough of it.
It's so good.
It's extremely good, dude.
I can't. I think I'm just gonna. That's just gonna be my sign on until I'm tired of it. Which maybe this is it, y'all. Remember today.
This is the last one.
This is the last. No. I'm saying maybe like this
podcast.
This is what it will be. This is like if we were to go back and be like, when did we first say, and that's how you get clicks?
I got you.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's happening. Guys, I wanted to, so we're going to go see Alien Romulus together. This was the Two Chunks Movie Club. It was ordained. There was no choice. There literally wasn't much of a choice. There are some interesting things out there, like Blink Twice with the aforementioned Gambit as the lead. Zoe Kravitz inaugural.
He's like, you're my party, I'm not going to kill you. Yeah?
I'm about to make a name for my party.
Come on over to this totally normal party.
Come on to my normal
now
party.
Now it's Foghorn Leghorn. You shifted to Foghorn Leghorn.
So in being excited for that, we're bursting with excitement for seeing Alien Romulus. We're going to be seeing that with our Two Chunks Movie Club people with a pretty big crowd. I'm very excited for this.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm surprised at not. I knew it was, you know, sometimes if you go for like the hard R in terms of violence and scary, you lose a few people, but we still have a handful of people. We call her the generator, Jen, of our Discord, who basically is starting to run us as a brand. And it's been incredibly helpful. She's done things that maybe to the normal person is very simple and things that she just normally does.
But not simple to us.
Not simple to us. Thank you,
things
Jen.
Things like reading an email, delete an email, answer an email.
Remember to respond to email.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Calendar. That's and an remember email. Where it is.
What's an email?
Crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But she helped coordinate this Two Chunks Movie Club showing and will be there, but will not be watching the movie. We usually have an hour or so ahead of time that we get to hang out with everybody, and then we'll have inevitably some time to unpack when it affords itself. I almost said the place and time, but I can't. I'm not going to do that. That's something that's special for the Discordians.
That costs money.
That costs money. You're going to have to pay for it. Also, welcome to the new members of our Discord. I'm glad you're here. It's very exciting. Yeah. The Stormlight Archives probably have brought 25% of our most recent people are just so they can
talk. Dude, kind of.
Yeah.
Brando it feels Sando. Like Stormlight and D&D. It feels like half of everybody that's joined in the last like 2 months have been like, I'm here to talk about Stormlight. Or like, yeah. I heard you say there's a D&D podcast.
Yes. Love what you love, especially if it's fantasy.
Feels like a great time to remind everybody that we have a D&D podcast out now.
Imagine Dungeons.
With our friends, Vince, Mariah, and Gage, who are amazing. And also the best part of the show.
Chapter 4 is out tomorrow. If you're up to date, you know this. If you're not up to date, it's not a spoiler. Our heroes just accidentally lit a whole bunch of stuff on fire and are stuck in the middle of this cave that's raining fire on their heads. If you don't listen, they're going to stay stuck there. They can't get out.
That's true.
And they're going to burn up.
I just
Schrodinger's adventuring party.
I just finished episode 3 and had forgotten that the role was initially just to light a torch. Yeah. I was going to make this light. Oops. Yeah. Spoilers. But that's enough about fantasy. Let's start talking science fiction. Today, as we prepare for Alien Romulus, I want to talk about aliens in general. But before we do that, let's talk about, well, I guess I would say aliens, many of them are in the stars, perhaps, out there in the out there in the deep, deep universe.
That's what the media wants you to believe. They actually live deep in our oceans. I'm on a lot of the alien and UFO pages and stuff. Like my TikTok is like people who are like, I got sucked up into a spaceship and this is what they did to me.
This is it.
How do you get on that?
It's a lot of careful searching on TikTok, but it's like a lot of that. It's a lot of cryptids and then it's music. But a lot of folks actually do believe they live in the deep ocean. People on Reddit are like, yeah, they have a base under the ocean, way, way, way down where we can't find them. It's fine if you talk about them like they're from space. I'm going to talk, when I refer to them, they'll be the ones from the ocean.
Yeah.
Thank Mine live much. Inside me.
Mm. That's normal and good.
That's very good. We have, I had different plans for today, but then I saw all the stars that were born on this day, the day that we record on August 16th, and I had to. I have
What happened
four.
9 months ago? That creates stars.
I had four for you. Four stars today. Our first star. Ooh, I don't want to give it. Ooh, I'm about to make a name of mine.
Does a Thanksgiving meal produce stars?
November 16th was 9 months ago today.
Well, it's actually a little more than 9 months, right? Like it's a hair more than 9 months. So it'd be like if
there's no way of knowing.
Meal. Yeah. Science just guesses, I think, most of the time.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay, in 1914, the Federal Reserve Bank of the U.S. officially opened. So people, like a long time ago, were like, heck yeah, we got money, baby. We put it all in one spot.
Let's put it all here. Let's do this. Our first star on this day has 22 credits. We'll use them all. They are turning, or have turned, 70.
22 credits for a 70-year-old is not as many as normal for a 70-year-old.
Interesting. So of these 22, again, and we're going to use some, I think you would be familiar with those that are still in the works, in production, post-production. So you're welcome to use any of the 22. For those of you that have not heard us play, A Star Was Born. Oh my gosh. I was like reading something else. Those of you who have not heard us play A Star Was Born, I pick a star from IMDb, pluck it right out of the sky, out of the internet. And these guys, based off of how many credits this star has, will take three random shots within those credits. So we have 22 here, so they could say anything between 1 and 22. I read the name of that credit, and then they have to guess, based off of their three random shots, which star this is celebrating their birthday, 70 years
old. I think we can confidently say, so 70 years ago, 70 years and 9 months ago, the significant event I can find is November 3rd of 1954. It was a Wednesday. The first Godzilla film premiered in Tokyo. So I think parents of this person, big kaiju fans.
I'm
kaiju
got them
ripping and raring to go.
Okay. Great. Okay. Which credit first, my friend?
22.
I like starting. Oh, okay.
What were you going to say? One? Credit one?
No, absolutely.
They played a school teacher on Mr. Ed.
No. I was going to say I like to start with a big meaty 20 whenever the opportunity presents itself, but I'm cool with 22.
Let's do 22. Let's do 22. That's most recent.
Doing the very most recent credit always makes me a little nervous that it's like,
I will say, hold on. Recent. So of the 22, four of them are upcoming. So this would mean the furthest away project would be number 22.
Cool. That's not the way we've ever played this before. So let's do their most recent one that has actually released.
That's fine.
18.
18. We're including unreleased projects
in their number.
We are, because I feel like they would be familiar to you. You would know about this person's unreleased projects, IMO.
Sure.
Or maybe not. 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avatar: The Way of Water.
Fifteen.
Sure.
Aliens of the Deep.
Is Sigourney.
Is Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney Weaver has only been in 18 things?
That's crazy. Say it again. Say me the name of the title again.
Aliens of the Deep.
What is
it? It's a documentary. It's a documentary narrated by Sigourney.
Okay.
Unless there's a fish that's in that one, plus the new Avatar, who's 70 years old.
Have we ever done a director? James Cameron. A documentary about the ocean sounds like James Cameron.
It does, but he would ask Sigourney to do it. It sounds like something Sigourney would narrate.
Are you just guessing that she narrated it? You don't actually know that she narrated it?
I don't know. I feel confident she did. Let's do like 3 or 5 or something. Like an early
boy. How about 8?
Yeah, 8. Aliens.
8.
Because if it's Holes.
Yeah. True Lies.
I think it's James Cameron, dude.
I think it is James Cameron.
Did you just make that up about Sigourney Weaver narrating that documentary?
She narrates documentaries.
I've seen this before. Sometimes Doge just says stuff.
She narrates documentaries. That was an educated wish. Jimmy the Cam Cameron. Lock it in.
Yeah, James Cameron, lock it in.
Happy 70th birthday. We almost missed you, Jimmy. James Cameron. Happy 70th.
I'm looking up to see if Sigourney Weaver narrated.
She did not. I looked. She did not.
Come on.
Did not.
What was that thing that this same thing happened in Colorado? You're not going to tell me because it's going to hurt your feelings.
Sigourney Weaver narrated Planet Earth in 2006.
She did. She's done that.
She's also narrated quite a few audiobooks.
She's narrated quite a few rides at Disney. I mean, she's a narrator.
Yeah.
She's a narrator.
But you know what's stupid? You know what's really stupid? She would narrate a documentary called Aliens.
No, that is not
because
what
Sigourney
happened.
Weaver has no perceivable connection to aliens as an idea.
That's not
That would be insane. And that person, I think, you know what? I think we should throw him off a tall building if they ever suggest that. Let's get him, guys.
The way to hurt Doge's feelings the most is to acknowledge that he was wrong about something.
Because I've never been wrong. I've believed things that are incorrect. But I've never been wrong. Man.
Oh, that's what it was. We were talking about textures, and Doge just told everybody in the car that microscopic things do not have textures. And he said it so confidently. And everybody but me believed him. And then I looked it up.
Y'all are so perfect for each other.
Microscopic things do have textures.
Take that.
And I know that by bringing it up, I have hurt him even more. And I'm so sorry. He just disappeared from the call.
He's like out.
Oh, man. Good. So solo star was born. He's calling. He's calling our therapist right now.
Y'all's couples therapist.
Josh and I go to the same therapist. He's calling our therapist.
I know. I figured it was each individually to the same, but I like the idea of y'all going together.
We go to friendship couples counseling together.
Sometimes I just can't stand.
I'm not going to turn my camera back on until you guys are ready to be nice to me, but let's keep on with this game.
I'll turn a Cameron back on for you at least. But here's the four upcoming projects.
I think
projects.
All you
got to
do
Number
is show
one,
the ocean and he'll take care of that himself.
That's a no, man. 2025 Avatar Fire and Ash.
No thanks. I'm good.
It's my favorite James Taylor song.
I've seen fire. Avatar 4, 2029. In 3031, Stop. Avatar 5.
I think the worst thing to ever happen to James Cameron's career was Avatar.
Yeah.
We've been robbed of so many better movies because
there are
he
other
just
things,
can't
bro.
Shake this.
My guy had just an unfortunate hyperfixation with Avatar because his whole... I'm sure we've talked about this. His whole deal that he built his brand on was like, I'll take your very original indie sci-fi film and make an excellent big budget sequel to it. Yeah. We could have had James Cameron's District 10, and I fully believe we could have had James Cameron's District 10 if he wasn't so hyperfixated on his Blue Cat fantasy.
I have some, maybe a bit of hope. So he's doing a thriller in 2031. Okay. Granted, he'll be 77 at the time, but James Cameron is doing a thriller called The Informationist. An information specialist is hired by a Texas oil billionaire to find his daughter who vanished in Africa 4 years ago.
Dude, she's on Pandora.
So, there's like a portal.
This writer has not, this is the first thing that writer's done. So you never know, you know,
how much you
never
know. That we movie got, never happens.
We got Texas billionaires in these here parts. That's
I
fine.
I love Texas billionaires, dude. Let's have more. They're underrepresented in media, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Our next birthday, born in 1975, meaning today that this individual will be turning 49 years old. They already have, I'm sure. And they have 52 credits.
In November of 1975, November 7th, it was a Friday, the television series Wonder Woman starring Linda Carter.
That'll do
premiered.
It.
Auntie Linda, dude.
That'll do it. That'll produce stars.
Wonder sure will.
Woman, superhero show. That'll produce stars. How do you feel about like 48?
Yeah.
Or you want to go 49 in honor of the age they're turning today?
Yeah, I think you got to hit them with that golden number. Let's do 49.
Yep.
Korg.
That's an upcoming project?
No, there's no upcoming projects here.
Their most recent project is called...
Oh. Nope. I messed up. I gave you the role they played.
Yeah, it's Taika Waititi.
What If? What If would have been a much wider net, but I said Korg.
Yeah. Oops.
Oops. You know what 48 would have been?
I'm going to go with Taika Waititi.
You know what would have happened if we did 48? I could have said The Simpsons, but the way my brain was, I would have said Taika Waititi. Because that's what he played, is himself. I was like, boy, I hope they don't say 48. That's a dead giveaway. That's fine.
Final season of What We Do in the Shadows is this fall. And I keep forgetting that and then remembering it and getting excited.
Yeah. What a fun thing to have.
I love that show,
everything
dude.
Else. It's so good. Happy 49th. So James Cameron and Taika Waititi share the same birthday. So we've got two more and that's fine. We had four today, so we can just kind of...
Forget anybody did this whole Taika mess up.
Forget about the whole thing. We got a 62-year-old here, a 62-year-old gentleman, and they have 88, three upcoming, and I will read the title.
What year were they born, this gentleman?
This gentleman, 1962. But you're going to the day of consummation.
Should be 61 then.
Conception.
The day of Concepcion.
The PGA amended its constitution.
Okay, so that's a big deal.
That's like the least sexual sentence I've ever heard.
We're not going to use the upcoming. We are going to use the 85 previous credits. So of the 88, we're only using 85.
80? Just nice and crunchy?
Yep.
Just bite right in? Let's go 80.
80.
Minions, The Rise of Gru.
How old did we say this person was? 62.
Born in 62, so they are 62. This is Steven.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be about right for the old Steve Meister. Let's go.
I feel about 60. 62. Yeah. He's turning 62. Let's go 62.
I wish they would number these. You all have guesses?
Do I guess what 62 is?
Yeah. You feel very confident in who this is. Do you have a guess at what
18 credits ago for Steve Carell? Probably not as far back as you would think.
Was a decade ago. 2014.
2014 for Steve Carell? I'm going to go with, was Steve Carell, wasn't he in like Dinner for Schmucks?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Marwin. That movie that he did that was like, he makes the little model people in his basement.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Dinner for Schmucks, I think it was too early for that. Date Night. Date Night with him and Tina Fey. That's what I'm swinging for.
No, I think that was earlier than that. When was, what's the movie where he has the prosthetic nose? Foxglove?
Fox
something? Oh, I don't know. Just tell me. Tell me this.
Foxcatcher.
That's the movie?
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes. Date Night and Dinner for Schmucks. Jordan, were in the same year, 2010.
I was going to say, I think those are earlier than that. Steven, we don't even need that last guess.
You want to try and shoot for Crazy Stupid Love? You want to try and hit Crazy Stupid Love?
Hit its credit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 21.
21.
Y'all can each have a different one. It's a new game here.
17.
I think we're both too early is my guess.
I think so too.
45. He did Crazy Stupid Love after Dinner for Schmucks.
Okay.
After Despicable Me. Wow. I think it feels so early because that was our first one together for the three of
us. Yes. Yeah.
What a great way to start, too.
Still a top three movie of all time for me. I watch it like twice
a year. I love that movie, dude.
It's amazing. Our next birthday, turning 66 for 1958, August 16th, 128 credits. We will not use the singular upcoming. We will use 127 credits.
66 years old. You looking up when his parents did it?
Yeah. And you know what? They did it actually on like, I think it was probably November 13th, 1957, because on that day, Greg Abbott was born. And they're like, there is an evil that has become present in the world and we must balance it.
A chill wind hath blown.
Yeah. They're like, we have to do our part to rebalance this system.
Oh. 120.
What do I do here? Anything I say, we'll give it away.
Well, then we guessed really good.
All right, let's go. No.
We guessed really good.
No, that's boring.
Oh, if you kick the soccer ball into my goal, you're going to get more points than me and you will win. How will we keep playing? Sorry, we won.
I know a way to do this. Frozen on Fire.
Frozen on Fire?
Yep. You know how sometimes like in a bit or if they were on a talk show or something, it'll say like their, like Jimmy Fallon, The Tonight Show, like say their name and then the title of something. That's what happened here at 120 for this individual. So yes, Doja, it was a great guess. Jordan would like it to be a little bit more challenging since y'all have been so good today. Frozen on Fire is the name.
Now I feel like I've been given...
A puzzle. You've given me a riddle. No, it's not a game anymore. This is like a riddle.
It's not.
Frozen on Fire.
Frozen on Fire.
this.
I'll give you 119 because I'll also give you 119 here.
All right.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Because 119 is also called Frozen on Fire, but in parentheses says lyric video.
Is there a song called On Fire from either of the Frozens?
I can tell you what I've deduced here is that this is the name of a song. And is there a lyric video?
Frozen on Fire.
Then there's like Frozen on Fire with lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Frozen on Fire. The name of a song. Kind of a bad, seems like not a, it doesn't really roll off your tongue. Frozen on Fire.
Okay.
Let's go earlier.
Yeah. Do we want to go all the way to 66?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worked for us so far. Great.
Give me time.
Frozen on Fire. Who's writing a song called Frozen on Fire? It actually sounds like a song that Chicago would write.
Mm.
It's Peter Cetera.
You said 66?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing Really Matters. This was also a music video like Frozen on Fire was.
How old does this person remind me again?
66. That's why I picked
66.
These all sound like titles of RuPaul songs.
I mean, that's true.
20.
Oh, really?
I don't know, dude. These aren't helping us. Let's try an approach from somewhere else.
Let's do it.
If this is also a song.
This is a movie. Shanghai Surprise.
Dude, I kind of feel like RuPaul's a good guess, if I'm being honest with you. So many credits.
And two of the three that we guessed are songs I've never heard of. And I listen to music, dude.
Well, and we know that Ru was in a lot of music videos. Mm-hmm. So 120 credits.
Tracks. Feels right. 100, like a bunch of music videos every episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Every permutation of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Well, they wouldn't. All the episodes wouldn't be.
Well, sure, but a million versions of RuPaul's Drag Race would be on there.
Sure. Frozen on Fire is very RuPaul, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Let's
RuPaul Charles, lock it in.
RuPaul Charles, lock it in.
Bong Bong, you're not off. You're not too far off because the 9th credit for this individual was another music video, Like a Virgin. Credit 11 was Material Girl.
Okay.
Madonna. That was great. That was super educated guess.
Does Madonna have a credit for Deadpool and Wolverine?
She does not.
I don't think you get a credit if it's just a song that's used.
Yeah, like, but you don't get an acting credit. That version of that is so good in that movie.
It was. Dude, and I did not care that it was like 18 minutes long. Like, it was so long.
The entire back third of that movie was just.
Oh my God.
Like
it
a prayer.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
As the crow flies, we have not yet seen Alien Romulus, but by the time this episode reaches your ears, we will have seen Alien Romulus, and we want to leave some space for us to record our fresh thoughts right out of the theater. So the audio in this might be a little rough, but it's because we want to give you the juiciest tidbits right away. So we're going to leave some space to drop that right here.
We're going
to shout announcements.
Throw it to three strong, handsome, tall, powerful guys.
Oh, we're standing outside the movie theater of our choice. Just walked out of our Alien Romulus showing about 10 minutes ago. And it is a wild ride. It's a pretty great movie. I think I'm going to give it a buy. I think I'm buying Alien Romulus. It was very scary. Music is a 10. The character of Andy's a 10. The visuals are a 10. It was great.
I think I'm also going to buy it. I think this is what we wanted the Star Wars sequel trilogy to be in terms of a legacy sequel with like similar vibe, similar aesthetic. It was fantastic. Like the practical effects of the creatures, the creature design of some of the new scary boys that we have in this one. Extremely good.
Extremely good.
And extremely
also bad.
Good. And bad. It's horrible to look at, but also, it's also really good to look at.
Also very bad, yes. And as the pod boy with alien ink on his arm, I'm not inspired to get Alien Romulus things because I still want love. I still want affection. Yeah. I still want people to look at me like, he's warm. But I'll buy it too. I think it was such a good homage to the past and trying really different things. We talk about food analogies all the time, but it's like sitting down and being like, you heard of this thing that you love so much and this thing? You ever put those together? if you see it, maybe you'll know what that means. But it's wild. It's scary. It's definitely back to sci-fi horror. And I think I think it was really well done.
I think it's a good point. This feels like the first one in a while that's been like actually scary, because it kind of went action after Alien 2, Aliens. But this is like legitimately extremely scary.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Aliens, because I do think this is my, what we saw from Alien Romulus is my favorite flavor, right? I mean, Alien is my favorite, not just my favorite of this installment, but one of my favorite movies ever. And I would say Romulus, and I'm 10 minutes out of seeing it, I feel pretty confident that I like it more than Aliens. I don't think that's...
I think I might too, dude.
I don't think that's a super hot take, but Aliens is great. We don't have Sigourney, and so you can never get that back. It would be like any kind of Lord of the Rings thing without Ian and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I loved it.
Go see Alien Romulus. It's very scary, but go see it.
Yeah, it's a buy. It's terrifying. It's a buy.
Back to us 3 days ago. That was a UFO dropping me off right here in Shout Announcements, the part of the show where we give shout outs and also where we make announcements. Big ol' shout out to us for being a part of Imagine Dungeons, the smash hit sweeping the nation, the D&D actual play podcast that deserves celebration. Please.
That shout out is like the Photoshop of Joe Biden presenting himself with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, for sure. We want you to listen to it because we know that you will love it. Even if you know nothing about D&D, you don't have to, because it's just a bunch of grown adults playing pretensies with each other. It's fun. It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's sincere. And it's action-packed. Please go listen. And while you're there, leave us a rate and a review on your platform of choice. But if you want to do it on multiple platforms, we're not going to tell you no. I'll say that right now.
That's great, too.
That's fine with me.
I'm not going to let the air out of your tires if you do it on multiple platforms. That's a guarantee. So make sure you please go do that.
I might if you do it on one.
What?
I always might. I always might. You can't ever be 100% sure.
If they do one, we won't do it. If you do zero, we might.
If you do none, I might. I more might if you do none. If you do one, I still might. I always might. The only way you can sure is if you do it on two.
Yeah, we can't track it, so...
You can't prove it. I mean...
We can only be at three people's houses at once.
What are you going to do? Maybe swallow an air tag so you know where I am?
Yeah. If you don't rate and review it, I'm going to fart on your pillowcase.
Maybe.
I'm going to give you pink eye.
Somebody please tell Sheldon here live on our recording to stop not doing the spoiler thing.
I got you.
It just pops up and I can't help but look at it because I'm like, I don't know. Sheldon's just saying random things that I try and immediately erase from my brain about Stormlight Archive. Sheldon, if you did a rating and review, I appreciate it.
We love you, Sheldon.
You're a great guy.
For only $5 a month, you too can get ridiculed live on our podcast by joining our Discord. Discord's a great place to be. It's where we're talking about and spoiler tagging our thoughts about the books that we're reading, the shows that we're watching. And it's where we're releasing the info for when and where we're going to see these monthly Two Chunks Movie Club picks. We would love to have you on board. $5 a month. At that level, you also get access to a pretty extensive back catalog of bonus episodes that we've recorded for Patreon over the years. So really, there's not a downside. And I'm tired of people saying there is.
We are becoming cheaper. To join our community is becoming cheaper than like a singular item on a fast food menu.
Yeah. You know what hasn't inflated? Us. We don't have inflation.
Not a bit.
We solved it. If somebody would just ask us, we could tell them how to fix it. And it's just...
Oh, just leave it.
Just don't change
it. Just leave it there.
Just make it be the same. It's very easy.
Stop. Before you consider taking drastic measures to lose weight, like GLP-1 injections, consider Golo. Golo's release is easier than injections and fad diets. No need to jump through insurance hoops. It's simple. You take one release supplement with each meal. Golo's Release Supplement contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals that target body fat and combat the stress of dieting.
With Golo, you follow the Golo for Life plan, where you'll safely and effectively control sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, allowing you to feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. With Golo, you get an effective and affordable weight loss solution that's clinically proven. Because controlling glucose, maintaining healthy insulin levels, and saying goodbye to starvation dieting is the secret to lasting weight loss and wellness. Visit Golo.com to get started today. That's Golo.com. Go to Golo.com to join the 5 million people who have switched to Golo as a better way to lose weight. Visit Golo.com today.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. Also, we're back.
Guys, today I want to bring back, we like ranking a lot here. It's kind of like the beginning. It's like what Zuckerberg was doing early on, you know, before he became a bazillionaire. He's just ranking. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of aliens, good to bring him up.
Speaking of aliens, you know, I want to do a blind ranking today, which is something that we've done a few times. Our Discord brought up that we were ranking, what was it? John's one time.
We
ranked John's. We've done cats. We've done Chris's, I think. Today we're doing aliens. It's obvious. And so the way that blind ranking works, which blind ranking, by the way, Deadpool's roommate would just call it ranking. We've got 1 through 10 here. And I'm going to read off, I have locked in myself just 10 aliens. This is from TV and film, 10 aliens. And I will read that the boys do not know of these 10 names that I'm pulling from, and they have to together work on where they're going to put it on their ranking of 1 to 10. The fun part about this is, what? How silly will it be if they're way off? Or is there a strategy to it? I think they've ranked pretty well. I think there was one that we did recently that they were really happy with. Maybe it was cats? Because I think Jordan knew Lion-O was on his way.
Gotta be.
And so just know that, one, Alien is a wide casted net. There's so many aliens in TV and film. We've been fascinated with our friends for a very, very long time. And so I might not be as predictable today as I have in the past. So proceed with caution.
Carter, don't listen. Jordan, can we take a minute, 60 seconds, and brainstorm aliens that we think could show up on this list? So we have some kind of grab bag that we're pulling from. Sure. I think Jeff Goldblum. I think we have Alf. I think that we have E.T. Xenomorph. You don't think we have Alf on this list?
Oh, I'm just saying it doesn't move my needle. I'll put him at the bottom. Easy.
Let's think about who we probably have Alf. We probably have E.T. We might have Marvin Martian. We might have Xenomorph. In fact, Is Gonzo an alien?
Is the Iron Giant an alien? The aliens from Arrival are aliens. I can say that pretty confidently.
Yeah, but do you think it'll be like named aliens or like the guys from Independence Day?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above.
Okay. Okay.
I do love this behind the scenes
District
here.
District 9 guys, probably the Prunts.
The Prunts?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go for it. I thought of aliens now. There's probably like Jar Jar or something. Somebody from Star Wars. Sure. Luke Skywalker.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Yeah. It's from Tatooine. Let's go.
Everybody from any movie or show that's been on a planet that's not Earth is technically
Mr. Spock. You know. Let's do it.
We begin with Stitch.
Oh yeah. Did you guys see live action Stitch?
Yeah, I think it looked cool with it. Stitch himself looks good. I think the movie is unnecessary, but Stitch himself looks good.
Sure. Correct.
Is this 10? We're doing 10?
1 through 10.
Mm-hmm. 1 through 10. Stitch, I think I'm comfortable with Stitch at 4, if I'm being honest with you.
I was going to say like 4 or 5 feels right. Perfectly lovable. 4. Yeah. Let's go 4.
I like Stitch.
What if your French bulldog could fly to you from outer space?
Dude.
Yeah. I like Stitch. Stitch is one of the aliens I would hang out with.
I would hang out with Stitch. There was a ride at Disney World when I went last in 2010 that was like you sit in a dark, it was like the Stitch experience or something. And he like crawls around your head and he burps in your face.
Chili cheese dog stink.
That is the most visceral smell I can remember. Like talking about it, I remember it's like I'm smelling it. It is so visceral.
The last time I went to Disney World, I was 22, a full grown adult man. I almost threw up on that ride because it smelled like somebody burped chili cheese Frito dust directly into my brainstem. It was horrific. That ride used to be alien. Like, I think like xenomorph style.
Really?
Before they changed it, or like something similar.
Wow.
Well, that was in the old like Chinese theater, which they've converted now into another ride. But the movie ride at Hollywood Studios had the entire like xenomorph section. Mm. And maybe they did it other places too. Disney's fun about like, they'll be like, Cinderella and Tiana and Aerosmith. our next alien, Stitch, jumps in right at 4. That's strong for the first one.
That's you get great. The ranking of how many arms you have.
Also, the way that your faces lit up when I said Stitch was really sweet.
I like Stitch really a lot. Forgot he was an alien.
Our next alien. Alf. Doge mentioned.
10. I knew it. Yeah,
our lovely,
10.
Our lovely cat-eating alien
it's
life 10 form.
Eats cats. That's harmful. Stitch only has guns. He doesn't eat cats.
I have a cat.
Does
I
anyone
like
know
cats.
Alf's real name?
Alien what life Alf's form.
No. That's just what people call him.
Yeah. Alf. So Alf.
Alfred. His Alfred name, Alien.
Alphaba.
Gordon Shumway.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Did you
I know
that?
Totally sounds like I made it up.
Did you have to know
no,
that?
I mean, I looked it up. Okay. You know. I don't just pull these out of my head.
Yeah, Alf is a 10. I never watched Alf growing up. I have no emotional connection to Alf whatsoever.
Gordon
and
Shumway.
He eats cats. Get him out of here. Mm.
Shumway. Our next alien. Yoda.
This one's tougher for me.
What is the criteria of this list?
Yeah, that's for us to decide.
It's valuable.
Well, you can't find a better, wiser alien. I would say that there is an alien. There's an argument to be made that probably Yoda and E.T. are the most influential and transformative aliens on their human counterparts. And Yoda far surpasses E.T. in that way.
Sure.
Yoda might be one.
But, and here's my counterpoint, I'm mad at Star Wars.
That's true. That's very true.
I want to punish Yoda for the sins of his creators. I think
I'm not mad at the good Yoda ones.
Here's where I'm at. Let's take quality of the film away for just a moment, although it plays into the criteria, I think. Let's take quality of the film away. We're not doing best to hang out with, or else Stitch would be first, probably. Let's do just like what's a better alien.
But what's the how do you define a better alien? Like a more alien alien?
No. No, that would be the criteria if that was the criteria. The criteria is better alien. What when you watch it, when you absorb it, what alien is better? I think it's something that you have to reach deep inside yourself and just know.
Mm.
And I think that's how these blind rankings work best, is when you just know.
3.
I'm going to say 6. I don't think Yoda's a particularly good alien.
I think he's a great alien.
He's far too scrutable.
So it is the most alien.
Do what?
So you are saying a more alien would be, if he an alien who was less scrutable, a more alien would be higher up on the list than you.
I don't know how many times we're going to have to go through this, Doge. It's a heart thing. And my heart says that Yoda is 6. Yours says that Yoda is 3. Do we want to meet at 5?
So does that mean he's 5? Yeah, let's put him at 5.
Just Yoda below Stitch.
Inflection point.
Stitch still our highest alien so far. We have Alf at 10, Yoda at 5, Stitch at 4.
It's just best alien.
Next, I present to you
Alf
an alien.
Alf wears clothes, like human clothes. You know what I mean? It's not
an alien that did have a lot of, how did you describe it, Doge? Influence on their human counterparts?
Sure.
Spock.
There we go. I think I'm going to go 9.
Whoa.
For Spock.
Yeah, not particularly alien. His ears is pointy.
He's not one of the better aliens. He's a great shipmate, you know?
When I think alien, I don't immediately think Mr. Spock.
Right.
That's great, Jordan. Now pretty high shipmate. You know what I'm saying? Pretty high shipmate.
He'd be up there on shipmates.
Big time.
9.
Him and Barbossa, bro. They're up there.
Sure.
Are y'all agreeing on 9 for Spock?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So it's like Spock, when he turns around in line and looks forward, he doesn't see anyone yet. He sees Yoda a little bit and then Stitch. But then when he turns he can probably behind, barely he sees Stitch. Alf.
It's just Spock and Alf hanging out back there. Yeah.
Golly. Okay.
I would wear that t-shirt.
Spock and Alf?
Yeah, together? Hanging out. I'm going to Google that. I bet that exists.
They're both eating cats. Next we have Zoidberg.
Okay.
At Futurama.
Doesn't move my needle a whole lot.
Couldn't move my needle any less.
Well, it can't move any less than Spock or Alf. So
sucks that we got to rank him above Spock.
No, it doesn't bother me that much. I think they're both doctors. I think 8.
Yeah, 8's fine.
I'm just leaving room for better aliens.
You're assuming that there are better aliens to come.
Yeah, there are.
All right. Okay. E.T.
Number 1.
There you go. I'm going to go... I think E.T.'s my 3.
So then he's 2.
You're letting movie influence you here.
It's heart, Jordan. Stop telling me what my criteria is. This is heart.
Okay. Sure.
He's 2 because I said 1, Jordan said 3.
Let's go 2.
E.T. So still a spot. Still a spot up there. That means we've got number 2, E.T., number 4, Stitch, number 5, Yoda, number 8, Zoidberg, number 9, Spock, 10, Alf. Our worsts have already been filled. Now I present to you the Thing.
It's a pretty solid alien.
It's a good alien.
You have 1, 3, 6, and 7 open. Only 3 more aliens after
the thing should be ahead of Yoda, but behind Stitch, in my opinion. Since that spot is taken, I'm comfortable with the Thing at 3.
Yeah, 3's good for me.
That's one of the that would maybe be the last one that I would want to hang out with. Y'all used that as a criteria earlier.
I was saying that wasn't the criteria.
It wasn't, but you mentioned it. So I'm certainly not wanting to hang out with
you. No, I don't want to be around the Thing.
We have 3 left. Where will they go? We have 1, 6, and 7 open. And I present to you Marvin the Martian.
I think Marvin is a 6 if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, that 6 feels right.
Would hang out.
Seems like a great guy.
He would hang out.
I don't even remember. Was he a villain?
Disintegrate, yeah.
He was like an Elmer Fudd type?
Yeah.
But it's more like a coyote, just like can't, like a bumbling villain.
Sure.
I'm not as intimidated by
villain. In the end, when it comes to the hard court, we're all playing together.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You know?
That's true.
What team was he on at the end of the day? That's all I'm saying.
We're all on the same team.
That's true.
A lot of good aliens in that movie, by the way.
It's true.
We have 2 aliens left, and I'm having to decide which one to go first. This is when one would argue that I have power throughout all of the games that I create, but I've got 1 and 7. They're pretty far apart and 2 left. So what do I do? Do I read one that I assume you'll put in 7 and then be like, you sillies, now this is your number 1?
Sure.
Or do I give you the easier one first? Superman.
Oh, that's 7, dude.
Ooh.
Blind rankings are only fun if...
Yeah, 7.
The 7 risk is high. Superman's a 7. Superman's a 7 for the same reason that Alf and Spock are 7. Alien,
Superman,
yeah, but like not
Superman,
best alien.
Not particularly alien. Not particularly alien. In fact, this that's kind of the point.
I will say this list did not feature the Xenomorph. It felt too obvious to me.
Okay. Sure.
And it felt too I think.
So let's figure
out. I know
out
what I would have wanted.
Go ahead and say but it. Let me say best first. Alien of all time.
You named half of my list when y'all were just spouting it off before we started, and I was marking it when you got it. You said E.T. You said Alf was actually the first alien name you mentioned, and he was
pretty
on this
wild
list.
That you pulled that early.
Marvin the Martian was on this list. Spock, and you said some Star Wars character. You didn't say Yoda. You said Jar Jar or some kind of Star Wars character, and that was on the list. So I'll tell you this last alien. One here. This last one here was not on our list. I personally, not out of spot, I love that this is our number 1. If Two Chunks was to have a number 1 alien, it would
be. It's
going to
be something from Fifth Element.
It's going to be the Martians.
I thought about that too.
Mom,
I thought
Mars
about that
needs
too.
Moms.
I'm going to hurl myself out this window.
No. This is, it's not as cruel as that. Our number 1 alien, I'll start from 10 to 1. 10 is Alf, alien life form, cat eating. 9 is Spock. 8 is Zoidberg. 7 is Superman. 6, Marvin the Martian. 5, Yoda. 4, Stitch. 3, The Thing. 2, E.T. And our
I'm
number
actually
one
comfortable
alien.
With this list so far.
It's pretty good
our
so far.
Our number one alien for 2 chunks and a hunk. Edgar from Men in Black.
Yeah.
Is our number yeah, sure, one man.
Great
alien.
Sure, man. Great.
I'm so happy. I did not think one sure. would be all that was left. But, you know, little sugar and water. That's all you need for 2 chunks and
perfect.
A hunk.
I'm pretty comfy with this.
That's our I alien actually, list. Personally, my favorite one we've done so far.
Yeah.
Doge. E.T. is the number one alien on this particular list, both from a nostalgia, love, and also just best alien on this list.
Yeah.
I actually think for me, I would go probably E.T. at 1, The Thing at 2, and then I think I'm going Stitch at 3. Like, I think those are my top 3 aliens on this list.
Stitch is a great alien.
Where are you putting Vincent D'Onofrio?
Further back, for sure. I would probably put him in, like, the back half of the list, yeah. but...
Good what list. A flex for a guy that was not known super well yet.
Yeah.
He's awesome. So
blind
yeah,
rankings
that's our
are
list.
The most fun when they're wonky. And I think that's great.
I love the way that we did this too. It also, I feel super seen because you named more than 10, between 10 and 15 that actually crossed my mind.
Sure.
I thought you would have said Lilu Dallas, but then I couldn't remember if she was from future Earth or a different planet.
Yeah.
I've watched that movie
and
twice.
And I was like, because if we're saying they're not from Earth, like I wanted Ruby Red to be an alien. I don't think he is. But yeah, Lilu, I thought about. I also didn't want to say like the aliens from, which kind of took out. Arrival, they had names though. They called
them Abbott and Costello. Right? Yeah.
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 So that's great. That's our list. Edgar, E.T., The Thing, Stitch, Yoda, Marvin the Martian, Superman, Zoidberg, Spock, and Alf.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a good list.
That's pretty good. You guys think we should apply for BuzzFeed? Would they hire us based on this good work we've done today?
Or if they stopped letting it be crowdsourced and just let it be chunk sourced. We could do all the things that you've mentioned from the place that has the homeschoolers.
What if we made our own one and it's called BudFeed because we're buddies?
What? Did you AI this?
BudFeed sounds like a weed review
BudFeed.
Website.
Yeah, it does.
Doge, does this already exist, what you just sent?
Or it already exists. That's the cover of a magazine. For those of you...
That's also Mark Zuckerberg.
For those of you who are...
Did you see that?
Not in our group text.
The slushy that he's drinking from is Zuckerberg.
Yeah, it sure is. Looks like a magazine cover where Mr. Spock is wearing a shirt that says Bazinga, and he is... sitting next to Alf and Darth Vader standing behind them, and they're being served a slice of McDonald's future pizza by Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons.
Spock is also smoking a neon green doobie, and there's a floating half bust of Pikachu from Pokemon in the background. So I'm not really sure.
Wait, oh yeah. And yeah. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vader is drinking a social cola. So it's
aliens at EarthCon. I get it now.
Oh,
that's a funny. This is funny.
This is great. Okay.
I like this. The McDonald's pizza is pretty horrific to look at.
Yeah.
Well, in the same way that we on Earth, we can't make alien food. We don't have the ingredients. We don't have the agriculture. We didn't grow the right crops. We only use our Earth crops. And so Rosie probably didn't have any mozzarella or tomato sauce mozzarella. Or crust.
What
or
is base. Alf? What's Alf got?
Crust.
What's in Alf's hand?
I cannot tell.
He couldn't turn off his Italian filter. Mozzarella, tomato sauce, crust. I like it.
What a good and very powerful list. And what good and very powerful listeners you have been.
What a good podcast. I'll say it because you won't, because you want me to slash your tires. A good podcast.
Wow.
It was a good podcast.
I'm going to try being angry. Do you think being angry would make them do stuff that we want them to do?
Maybe I was going to go for more of like a praise thing. Like I was going to be like, you guys did such a good job. You're such a good audience. We're really proud of you.
See, this feels so out of character though, because then I have to be the person in the middle and that's just not me.
That's never how it works. Strange. This isn't how it goes usually.
I'm like, no, I've got to have something, you know, I got to be either all the way this way or all the way that. I can't just be in the middle like this.
Describe Carter in one word. Polarizing.
Yeah.
Polarizing.
Crust.
I need some of the crust.
I recently watched, as we're sort of coming to a close here, I watched for Callie's birthday. She really wanted to watch Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it probably 5 times or so.
Whoa, Carter, that is polarizing.
Well, what I was going to say is, I think having seen Mamma Mia about 5 times, that is about 5¾ times too many for me personally.
It would be so much more fun if all of our male characters were not so bad at singing.
Dude, it's tough. I think we've talked about this
on the podcast.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan.
And I'll say something controversial. I think
Colin Firth?
I think that in the same way that people who like, and you guys are going to disagree with me on this, people who like the movie version of Les Mis with Hugh Jackman.
No, it's not the same, dude.
The people who like that, what they actually like is Les Mis. It's not a particularly great version of Les Mis, but they like Les Mis. I think people who like Mamma Mia might actually just like ABBA.
Sure. No, I think Callie would tell you the same thing. I think she would tell you that it's just fun to, like, it's just fun and stupid and mindless. I'm just saying, for me, sitting on the couch
treat
watching
it like karaoke,
it for
then
too many times was like, all right, I think I'm good here.
Yeah. But like, do you know they have all the best parts of Mamma Mia on Spotify? You don't even have to watch it. You just listen to it. All the parts you love, you just hear them instead of seeing them too.
Callie's just a huge fan of Amanda Seyfried. And so.
That's right. I get
Amanda
that.
Seyfried.
She was in both, Amanda, by the way. Do things.
Also in Les Mis.
She was also in Les Mis. Yes.
I was just looking at more differences between Les Mis and
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, they're pretty different.
Oscars.
They're pretty different.
So yeah, three Oscars for Les Mis. Not 3 for Mamma Mia.
Sure. Yeah.
But they both have that 3 in common. One of them didn't, and one of them did. So
yeah. That's probably the only difference, though.
Yeah. Did you? I don't remember.
That's probably it.
Because I hit. Russell Crowe was awful, though. I hit eject as soon as we finished recording episodes, so none of the information stays in my head. Did you? You didn't like Les Mis, the movie?
Hate that movie, dude. I love.
Wild.
I love Les Mis. I think that's not a particularly good version of Les Mis. Hate that.
It's pretty good. I wouldn't say that I like love the movie, but I like it.
I do not care for it.
I almost love it.
Do not enjoy it.
I almost love it. See, that's why, because the middle's your thing, Jordan. Like how you're playing that right now. That's why it's good for me to be over
here. These are normal roles that we usually fall into.
I wish
that. Hate Mamma Mia, love Les Mis, hate things, love things. That's all.
I wish that we could have one of our tiers of Patreon be that people can pay like $10 one time to just stand in a room with the three of us while Doge and I disagree on something to feel Carter. Just to feel the way that Carter feels when Doge and I fight about anything.
Dude, it changes based on the topic, but most of the time it's like, just if either of you threw punches, which I don't think it would ever come to that, the flesh you would hit first would be mine, is kind of how that's
you
working.
You just dive in the middle.
It's because I'm down.
Luigi dive right in between.
Yes,
the punch.
Yes. Yeah. Just launch over B.
It's so good. It's so true. It really is. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good point. To end, first of all, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Check out Imagine Dungeons. You'll love it. We guarantee it. And if you don't love it, Doge will, I suppose, slash your tires, or at least
slash your tires as he does.
At least give you, if you don't, you'll love it. Money back guarantee. You'll love Imagine Dungeons, or we will refund the amount of money that you spent to listen to Imagine Dungeons. That's a guarantee.
That's a good point. To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and what we would do on our day hanging out with our most chillable alien.
Have we done this before?
I don't think so.
We get to pick our alien?
Yeah.
Pick any guy from that list.
From that list. From that list specifically.
Oh, yes. Great.
Okay.
For Two Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan, and I am for this one gonna hang out with Stitch. I feel like
burp chili dogs at people.
Yeah, I just sort of feel like it wouldn't be that hard to just wind the clock back about 10 years and just pretend I'm in college again and just chill with Stitch for a day, eat some chili dogs,
play some of that Uncle John's pizza.
Yeah, get some Uncle John's pizza that smells like feet.
Dude, Stitch would love Uncle John's pizza. That was the pizza place by our apartment in college, and it legitimately smelled like a shin guard every time you opened that box.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. What
a great pull.
They put a lot. I believe it was our roommate Liam that used to say it smelled like a hockey bag.
Yeah.
It was just stinky feet cheese with all that Parmesan on there. And it really did taste delicious.
It was so good.
The pepperonis were the little cuppy guys too. Yeah, I think Stitch and I would go head out to Grand Prairie and order some Uncle John's Stitch pizza.
Stitch would love Uncle John's pizza.
Yeah, Stitch would be a big Grand Prairie guy. I'd give him some coffee just to see what happened. I think that would be fun.
What a great name for a pizza spot, Uncle John's. There's a convenience store near us in Oak Cliff called 612. I think that's funny too.
That's so good.
It's a real good Uncle John.
I love that. Yeah, I think Stitch and I would have a great time.
I'm Doge, and I'm not going to play against type for this one. I think me and Mr. Spock are hanging out, but what we're doing is I've purchased him a pair of Bose Quiet Comfort noise canceling headphones, and he's purchased me whatever the Vulcan equivalent of that is. And I'm turning him loose on Earth Wikipedia, and he's turning me loose on Vulcan Wikipedia. And we're just going to, I'm going to find out about all just kinds cruising. Of fascinating things. Just cruising Amazing. Down the information superhighway.
I like that. Sounds like a fun day.
Dude, I think, so I know that I'm Carter. What I think is that Marvin the Martian is a great fit for me because I would love to be incredibly mischievous but actually bring no harm to anyone.
Yeah.
And so Marvin's good for that. Yeah. And dude, I think he's got some charm. I think Marvin the Martian is an underrated Looney Tune. He's really funny. I love his whole vibe. He's got like a Trojan
always is
helmet looking thing.
Yeah.
His ray gun's way too
big. I would hang out with him. I think it would be a blast.
He seems fun.
In the film Lilo and Stitch, did anyone ever fart in front of Stitch? Were there farts in that movie or was it just burps? Because I genuinely would love to be the first person to show Stitch a fart.
I mean, it would blow his mind.
I think he would have the best day.
I would be surprised if there wasn't, but I cannot think of a singular fart. Now, granted, fart I only watched Lilo and Stitch. I only watched Lilo and Stitch for the first time last year.
Is that real?
Wow.
Yeah. I hadn't seen it because it was one of these things like in my adulthood, I was like, I know what like Fox and the Hound had done to me,
sure.
What Bambi had done to me. Like, oh, there's a creature in this. They might kill it. And so in my mind, which by the way, Lilo and Stitch is so sad,
yeah.
But it has a great ending.
It's a great movie though. I really like that movie.
It's a good movie.
Okay. Stitch it's farted in one episode. It looks like.
Show's non-canonical for me.
Hang on. There was an episode called Sprout 2.0 of a show called Stitch Best Friends Forever that first aired in Japan on August 24th, 2010. It looks like he did fart in that one. There is also a question that says, does Lilo and Stitch cuss?
I mean, a lot, at the beginning, he doesn't speak any English, so maybe.
Stitch says a gibberish phrase to which Jumba in shock replies, leave my mother out of this.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Lilo calls her sister stinky. Girls bully Lilo. They also mock Stitch and call him ugly. So I think, yes, it does cuss.
Interesting. I would love to, first of all, Stitch and I could cuss together. I could teach him English cuss. He could teach me space cuss. And then it would genuinely be my honor to show Stitch farts for the first time. I think we could have, I've got a lot of TikTok saved that he would have.
He would love that. The one of the like super hot copper ball dropping into aloe vera gel. Stitch would love that, dude.
Yeah, it never gets old.